Hello, everyone. It's Bert Carter, and I am here at the Hala, here down in the Fort Lauderdale, and I'm all checked in at the In Leather, and getting ready to get naked and go in the pool. The room that I have has not one, but two swings, and there's some deliciousness here. So, anyway, hopefully, lots of inappropriate touching. Hope everyone's doing well. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. It's Dirk Water speaking to you from the hammock. And it really is a hammock. At In Leather here on Saturday, the day before the cruise. And just wanted to report on the activities of Friday. I know everyone wants sort of a blow-by-blow of all the inappropriate touching. Well, Big Patty and Miss Kitty went out riding around. We went to the... We actually did something cultural, and I don't mean eat yogurt, but we went to the King Tut Museum at the Fort Lauderdale Museum of Art, and it was quite interesting. And they had a big King Tut exhibit. And anyway, they had some pictures of what they thought King Tut would look like, you know, based on his skeletal remains. And they put skin on him and everything. Y'all, she looked like a big old drag queen. Anyway, and all that jewelry and everything, and headdresses, yeah, that was... Tutankhamun, drag queen of the ancient emperors. Then we went to lunch at Hamburger Mary's, which is one of the big gay chains throughout the country. I don't know if there's one near our listeners or not, but had a delicious lunch there. Then it was off to do a little shopping and scope out where the saunas were that we were going to visit. Then came back to the hotel and did a little freshening, a little very short little nip and nap. And then we were off to Club Fort Lauderdale, and it's part of the club chain. If you would like to go online, I think you can probably Google The Club Fort Lauderdale, and you can see where Big Fatty was yesterday. And Big Fatty had a fabulous time, and as Howard had recommended I do, I soaked up some color, if you will. And so after that, we went and grabbed a bite to eat. Big Fatty had the big meat special, and Kitty, Miss Kitty, had some breakfast. Then it was back to the hotel, and we just kind of played around the resort last night. And again, Big Patty had a fabulous time. Met some cute 30-somethings that wanted to have their way with Big Patty. And so, who am I to say no? And today, we are slowly beginning to move, and then we're going to go get a bite to eat and head off to our next sauna venue for some additional inappropriate touching. Anyway, hope all is well with everyone, and anyway, we will talk to you fat things later. Bye.
Hi, Larry Gator, G-A-T-E-R, Larry Gator. This is Chris from Allentown. Hope you're fat. I hope Big Fatty got to where he's going. Certainly got to be a lot warmer than it here is up here in the Northeast. Got any place a lot warmer than it's here in the Northeast. Hey, I haven't heard back from you about being a Big Fatty replacement. What's up with that? I listened to the podcast on the first and the second, and you said you sent out the e-letters, and other than for the one you sent initially, I didn't get a return back. This ham lover has his pin in the map at Allentown, PA. If I'm still in the running, give me a yell. Larry, this is Chris from Allentown again. As to Big Fatty's thing, whether March came in like a lion or like a lamb, it came in as neither. It came as a ham.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Big Fatty, and I'm calling you from the Rendezvous Lounge, which is the gathering point for our emergency fire boat, or what is it called, Bob?
Evacuation.
Oh, Lord. No. Emergency evacuation for me, of course, means something else. But
the drill.
Well, it's the lifeboat drill, basically. And there are all kinds of girly boys here, and they told us they were making announcements as we were coming downstairs with our orange vest. Orange is not my color, by the way. It is Miss Kitty's color, though. And they were saying, please make sure you're appropriately dressed. So many turned around to go back and change shoes. So that's it for now, and don't forget, we've already had a little afternoon hors d'oeuvres in the room, and you're fine. Bye. Well, hello, everyone. This is Big Fatty along with Miss Kitty, and we are standing deckside, poolside, up on the second level, overlooking the pool, and... What has he got on? I was going to say that looks like it's painted on. It is painted on. What the fuck is that? Somebody just walked by with half their body painted orange. Anyway, there are many cocktails. There must be, what, Kitty, about 30 temporary bars set up throughout the ship?
In addition to all the regular bars.
In addition to all the regular bars. So there's going to be some beveraging. And we're going to go to the Academy Awards red carpet hoot nanny. And it's going to be hosted by Miss Richfield 1981. And if you don't know Miss Richfield 1981, you need to go to her website. And Mr. Larry Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, we'll put a link to Miss Richfield 1981 website so you can all see who'll be hosting the Academy Awards on for this evening. Have there been any incidents, Miss Kitty?
Not yet.
Not yet. Other than I shit my pants earlier, but
yeah.
We had free liquor, right? They were sampling all kinds. Oh, hello there. Okay, sorry. So we're sampling free rum, and we highly recommend the Bacardi half the calories. Yeah, we had calorie-saving rum, and the key lime was very good, as was the coconut. But the full-strength raspberry Bacardi was nasty. So that's it for now, and we're going to go eat supper because, you know, it's been 3 hours since we've eaten, and we're back. And so we'll check in as we're hoisting it out to sea later on. Be fat, bye. Me.
How do you turn it off?
Well, I can't see. It's Miss Kitty and Brick Potter. And we have just finished watching the Academy Awards. Needless to say, neither of us won the contest. And we are now up on deck, and you can probably hear the cha-cha music in the background beginning. They just cut it up a few decibels. And it's what, about 11:15? 11:30, 11:45, and we're still out at the dock. So, what? We don't give a shit because we've We've been eating like we're on the high seas, and we've been entertained like we were on the high seas.
We can stay tied up the rest of the
week. Right. We really don't have to go anywhere. But there are no other ships moored at the pier at the moment because, you know, most 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. But they've not even pulled back the jetway. I guess it's maybe a shipway, a gangplank. So we'll be gangplank out a little bit later. And what was the problem?
We couldn't find any chocolate dessert. Right,
we haven't been able to find the chocolate dessert yet, but we're working on that. And we think we'll be able to get that at the taco bar in a little bit. So I guess that's it for now, and this will probably be the last.
We'll try
from the island, but you're probably not going to fucking hear from us. So, bye.
Says bye.
Miss Kitty says bye, and we. That's right, being fat, as you would expect. So we're good. Thank you, though. All right. They just wanted to know if I wanted from the bar, but I've had wine with dinner and champagne. Okay, bye-bye now. Well, hello, everyone. It's Big Patty, and it is 12:08 a.m., and we are underway. We are pulling away from the dock even as we speak, and we have ordered room service, and they're bringing in some kind of chocolate concoction. And I'm looking over the veranda now, and there's a cute boy below me, and I wish he would take his pants off. Okay, then. Be fat, and I'll be fatter. Bye. Well, hello, everyone. It's Big Fatty one more time, along with Miss Kitty. And we are sailing into the darkness and the skyline of Miami and Port Lauderdale is receding quickly. But I forgot to report earlier that the world's top seller of Tupperware is on board, and she's a drag queen, and she was at the Oscar premiere show tonight doing some commentary, and she had on this outfit that was made out of the bedspread from the Best Western she stayed at last night, and she made it herself, and she's got a great personality, and I'm going to give her Howard's number so that she can contact him about fashion stuff or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, is there anything else we need to report? We've ordered chocolate chip cookies and decaf coffee at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm a little gassy. And Bob can't fit in his complimentary robe. Anyway. Well, he can barely get it around me, but by the end of the cruise, Excuse me, did I say Bob? I meant Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty.
Meow.
Anything else we need to report? Well, the Lure of Leather is meeting tomorrow night at 10 p.m. You know who will be there. Hurrah. Okay. Now I really think, actually, I'm amazed that we still have cell phone reception, so you may hear from me all fucking week. Who knows? Bye.
Meh.
How do you turn it off? Well, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. It's Monday, and we are in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm sure there's nothing on the ship that's virgin. Miraculously, there is cell phone service. Unfortunately, I do not use the computers nor the cell phones, as I am a veteran. what do we have to report, Miss Kitty? Oh, we had somebody come knocking at the door yesterday morning who wanted to be spanked. And so Big Fatty was able to accommodate him for, what, about 45 minutes? Too fucking long, as Miss Kitty said. And we've had a delicious bottle of Tanqueray gin delivered to the room. And we've had quite a bit of it. But we've not missed a meal. We've both had explosive diarrhea, but we've learned to do that in the public areas rather than in our room because it's just gagging and nasty and everything.
We'll give you another report.
We're getting ready to go ashore once we're cleared by immigration, which, you know, every queen on the boat has to go down and be cleared, so it may take 15 or 16 hours for us to clear before we can get off the boat. And by that time, the boat will have pulled away. But anyway, just wanted to call and say, hope everyone is doing well. I've not found any coconut monkeys or anything, but we are going ashore today, so Big Fatty's probably going to do a little shopping. Shopping! But we will. Well, my phone will be dead. Okay, well, Miss Kitty says we'll call from onshore. So, anyway, you may get 10 or 12 updates today. And don't forget, you're fat. Well, hello, everyone. It is Big Patty along with Miss Kitty. And we are enjoying a delicious, delicious snackette and cocktail. We're so fat that they bring food to the room to us, and we don't even have to call for it. They just bring it. And today we were in Frederickstead, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix. And they have a gay resort here, and we've been here since about 11:30 this morning, and it is about 6 o'clock now, and we're pulling out at 8 p.m. And I guess, Miss Kitty, one would sum up the community of Frederickstead as it's nasty. So I don't really know why the fuck we came here, but it was awful. So we walked around the nasty little street for a while, and Miss Kitty found her a little souvenir. We couldn't find any kind of public restrooms or anything, but we looked. So we came back to the ship, and Big Fatty found the nude sunbathing deck on the ship. And now I'm a lobster, so I'm going to be looking for some drawn butter this evening. And I don't know if we'll have a... Well, they are angry. They're always angry. I don't know if we'll have some phone service in St. Martin tomorrow. We would not have phone service. Who told us that? Oh, won't be having it. So this is it until the boat pulls back into Fort Lauderdale. And still no coconut monkeys to be found. But we have looked. And I don't really have... anything else to report? Oh, we've been invited to the private cocktail party. Here, we'll read the invitation to you. Miss Kitty and I each received a special invitation from the Atlantis team. They cordially invite us to their VIP alumni, or some people say alumni, appreciation party on Wednesday, March the 8th, from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Constellation Lounge, Jack Levis. For cocktails and light snacks. Well, you know, light snacks, hello. So we're going to have to eat before we go to that, and we'll eat after that also. The attire will be casual, which is good because Big Fatty is going as a lobster. Okay, be fat. Well, hello, everyone. It's breakfast. And it's Sunday morning at 7 a.m. if you can hear that in the background, that is not me backing up. Anyway, we are docked back at the lovely port of Fort Lauderdale, which is mainly a container port, but that's good because they've got the hoist here to get me off board. And I'll give you a full report of what's been happening over the past few days. I will let you know that our very special guest, entertainment on the cruise, was none other than Joan Rivers. And she was fabulous. Okay, well, I've already had my last meal on board, and now I need to go do some colonic cleansing. So we'll talk to you later, and you're back.